of his opinions.
There's the problem with the Rabbanan Shita of the Shmini Shechal Lios B'Shabbos Erev HaRegel is I think definitively what we're saying is correct that they're makdim the Shmini. They're makdim the Shmini. I mean, being makdim Yom is not an unprecedented idea. Usually we're ma'acharin, but what? Like by Purim. So you mocked him. Or by Tainus, you're ma'acher. Right? Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, pushed off over to Sunday. But what did you push off? You didn't push off the Tisha B'Av. Right? The month doesn't get one day longer. Right? But there's a certain niug of Tisha B'Av. There's a niug of Tisha B'Av that the niug of Tisha B'Av is most appropriate on Tisha B'Av, of course. But you can be ma'acher that niug. You can have the tainus a day later. Or you can be makdim the Megillah. Right.
We're not really being
But you can't be makdim a yom.
Yeah, here
would
be
right? No, 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 no. You can't be makdim a yom, right? You can't say if Yom Kippur is going to be on Shabbos, we'll push Yom Kippur off, right? You can't be makdim a yom. Okay, but we're saying over here that even according to the Rabbanan, huh?
Aren't we makdim like Brit Megillah?
Yeah, that's a niug. You know, there's a mitzvah of Mikra Megillah,
so then,
right? On Sunday. Okay, but the point is like this: that there's the niug, and then there's the most appropriate time for it. Right, the most appropriate time to have an avelus yeshana on the korban is on the day that's associated with the korban. But if you can't, you can push it off. You know what I'm saying? There's a certain niug, and the niug is associated to an idea. And the yom that is most reflects that idea is the day that it should be is knowing on. But it's not an inseparable thing. It's not an inseparable thing. It's not a kedusha sayom, right? That's the point we keep trying to make over here. It's not a kedusha sayom. Shabbos is a kedusha sayom. Can't have the kedusha hayom of Shabbos on Sunday. Except for your But stemming from Sunday, right? Question: if you can extend the kedusha is a separate question. But you can't. It's not coming from Sunday. But over here we're saying also here by Avelis, it's not really a din of these yomim. It's a din of nihug. So the nihugim they can be mocked. Normally the shiva will normally the nihugim of the shmini will be maschil on yom shmini, but if the nihugim of shmini have a din of kavod haregel and that won't be able to you won't be able to be mekayim the kavod haregel, so they mocked them the nihugim of shmini early, and that's going to be maschil l'shvi. As the Shvi will go until the Nihugim of Shmini come. They can be mocked in the Nihugim of Shmini. You can't look for a mechanical formulation over here. It's a conceptual formulation. There's no mechanics of how were they mocked in the day. That's what everybody's... You can't look for something like that. It's a concept. There's no mechanics involved. The impossibility that makes it what's so. The impossibility of observing it on the proper day makes the next day associated with it. You know what I mean? If you just chose it haphazardly, you wouldn't be able to do that. But it's really because of kavod haregel. And because the Shmini has an idea of kavod haregel, and that kavod haregel is not going to be able to be expressed, so now they're really being mocked in the Yom Shmini of kavod haregel earlier. Right? Yeah, it is a little unclear if you know egg what you do on the shvi, if you know egg. The Ritva says two things: that they made the shvi like the shmini, which would imply you're not knowing anything, but then he does say it's mixed yom kula, right? Meaning you still needed the duration. You still needed the nihugam of shvi on the shvi. The only thing is that they can be mocked in the shmini right after that. All right, now we're going to start a new topic over here. Let's take a look at Tosas. Osya para para mi nazir. Okay. Okay. So the question is like, so Tosas says, some say that an ovel can't comb his hair, right? Can't comb his hair after Shiva. Why? Because we say by a nazir, he can wash his hair, but he can't comb his hair. Yeah, what's the difference between the washing the hair and the combing the hair? Yeah. So he says that we learn from Nazir. Yeah. But what is he saying over here? He's talking about when? After Shiva. Right. He's talking about Shloshim. Right. But what about Shiva? So he disagrees. Is V'ein Nira Klal. Go ahead. Yipoy, low. So he says no. He says it's mutter. Says because the Gemara says later it learns from Nazir, right? So they want to say no. As the Gemara says, Shloshim Yom is from Nazir, right? No, the Gemara here says Shloshim Yom Minolans. Rashi says Shloshim Yom of Gidol Pera. It's a good question on the Rambam. And by Nazir, so saying you're learning the Isser of Tasporis for Shloshim Yom from Nazir. Right? And by Nazir, he's not allowed to comb his hair. So they want to say, even by an Ovel, he can't comb his hair for the 30 days. And Tosfos says, no, that's not true. Why? Because there's a difference. By the Nazir, it's an Isser Vada, he says. But by the Ovel, it's what? By the Nazir, it's Asur. Why? Because it's an Isser Vaday, he calls it. Whatever that means. Isser Vaday. He says, and even if he pulled out a hair, it's Asur. Right? But what about the Ovel?
He can, right?
He says, what type of an Isser is it? It's for beauty.
Well, how does he know that?
That's a good question. And what? And he says, huh? Yeah, I mean, what's going on over here? And also, why is he on? What about during Shiva itself? His only question over here is La'acha Shiva. But what about Toch Shiva? What about Toch Shiva? And it seems like he's mowed the Toch Shiva, you can't do it.
Meaning it's not
interesting. It seems so. Yes, yeah, so let's take a look at the Rambam, right? The Rambam also, let's see, what do you say from the Rambam? So let's take a look at the, see in we said that by that the Shloshim, the Rambam says Shloshim has the, Miksas Divrei Avelos, right? Miksas Divrei Avelos. The only thing is though, yeah. Yeah, David, he says that the it's from the Yerushalmi, the comparison of. Yeah. No. The right. Yeah. So now we mentioned already that if you look through the lists, so really the things in Shloshim are like a reduction of the things in Shiva, right? Like. It's miktsas divrei avelos. Okay, but you could learn miktsas quantitatively. You know what I mean? Like if there were 11 things in Shiva, there's only there's only 5 things over here, right? But when you look, like they're really reductions, right? Gihutz is a refined kibbutz. Gihutz is a pressing, as opposed to kibbutz, which is just a washing, right? And Nisuin and Simchas Moreas are higher levels of Simcha. The Avil is Aser in any form of Simcha. And Leilech B'Schor B'Medina L'Medina is a higher form of Malacha. But, right, so in other words, when you compare the Shiva and the Shloshim, so in these other things, in Giyot, Nisu, and Simchos Moreas, and Leilach B'Schora, it's really a reduction of the. It's like the same category, certain categories of action that you had in the Shiva, but in a diminished form. Okay, diminished. It's in a diminished form. It's a more makel form. So you're allowed to do more. Right, but what about Tasporas? Tasporas is the one that seems that he has the same, right? Because he says Minayin Sha'ovel also b'Tasporas. That's in Chamishi, and in Shishi, it's also aser b'Tasporas, right? So is the Tasporas the same? Is the Tasporas of Shiva and Shloshim the same? You hear what I'm saying? Okay, so let's take a look. Okay, so first of all, he says that what? In Perek Hamishi, he says, Osir l'saper sa'aril, right? Ele megadel pera. Because you only have 7 days.
Yeah, and the whole megadel.
You mean to make it like a positive thing?
Yeah.
And he says, just like it's usher to shave the hair on his head, it's usher in his beard and any hair that he has. Now he says, what else? He says, echad ha-migaleach ve-echad ha-miskaleach. What does that mean? What does that mean?
Same thing.
Same thing. What's echad ha-migaleach mean? Who's the you?
The
Avil?
The
one with
so miskalech is easy. That means what? Having it done, going to the barber. And what's migalech?
Being the barber.
Being the barber.
Barbering.
Being the barber.
Yourself.
No. No.
Right.
Anyone else?
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is funny. How is that gidol pera?
That's why he has two things.
Yeah.
It wouldn't make sense if it was on himself, because who cares? Why should you do it on yourself?
Okay, so maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm crazy. Right. 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 Pirish, let's take a look at the Radvaz. Let's take a look at the Radvaz.
Head hair. Beard hair.
It's Rav Vaz time. Aser la'ovel legaleach es acherim.
Chamishi bez.
Rav Vaz.
Rambam
5-2. Amar is
Shom.
And the Kesef Mishnah, everyone agrees. This is the Pshat. The Pshat. Take a look at Kesef Mishnah. Hayim megaleach. Echad ha-migaleach v'echad ha-miskaleach. Nilmod mimashi yavo b'samach. Okay, so look for it. He says, you'll see this from what we learn next. What's the next halacha? Hoya migaleach v'shoma shemes aviv. He's giving a haircut and he hears that his father dies.
How do you know that?
Huh? What?
No.
Can you cut your own hair?
Yeah, but what is that going on? It doesn't go. Not going on yourself. It's the Maisa Migaleach. He's Right?
Echad HaMeglech. Again, he said again, Echad HaMeglech, but Echad
HaMeskalech. That's how I read it.
I agree. I absolutely agree with what he's saying. It sounds crazy, and you don't want to read it this way. Right? What's the Echad HaMigalech v'Echad HaMiskalech? You mean you're saying it means you can't do it yourself and you can't have it done. That's the plain shot. But isn't that a silly thing to say? Isn't that like a redundant thing to say? He's also, it's like saying by rechitza. You say it's also to do rechitza. And it doesn't help if someone else washes you. It doesn't matter if... I mean, just say you can't cut your hair.
Right.
It's obvious. I mean,
but then
you want to say there's an isser. I mean, there's a maisa. The barber is over an isser. He's over a separate isser. He's not just a lifnei iver. He's over an isser. Yeah, the same thing.
I'm saying, why couldn't it be a similar question to that?
It is.
No, but you're not reading it that way.
No, I am. You're not reading the other one right either.
But what's weird about this is that if the Misa is what's usher, then if he's not doing the Misa on himself, then there should be
no problem. This thing is broken.
Awesome.
Okay, so then the Kesef Mishnah says you learn it from that case. Why? Hoya migaleach v'shoma shemes oviv. Right? Mashlum taglachas se'aro. Echad migaleach v'echad miskaleach. So it's still a little ambiguous. Right? It's still a little ambiguous. Okay, but look at the Kesef Mishnah again. It says, v'evor rabasi v'yirshami. Kasua rif v'arash. B'sof moed katan. V'chosav ha-mordechai. V'shema ha'inu taima de'gadol kavod abrios. Right? U'masha ha-safar gomer. Right, when does the barber finish? Hainu b'deleika safar achar b'maso. That's when there are no other barbers in town. So what's the pshat? It means he's the barber. He's the barber. The oval is the barber. Now you got this poor guy in your barber chair with a half a head shaven. Half his head is cut. You're the only barber in town. And the guy here is the barber here is his father dies. So covered abrius, we say he can finish. That's the other question they ask. That's what the Ravid asks. That's what the Radvaz asks. He says Vim Tomer Tepek Leishah Aser Basias Malacha. That's what the Radvaz asks. See the Radvaz said Aser Laovel Legaleach Asachem Vim Tomer Tepek Leishah Aser Basias Malacha.
So don't take money.
Right? No, Nafkamin is after 3 days. After 3 days, the Issa Malacha is reduced after 3 days.
But if it was in the 3 days, it would be gone.
Then you wouldn't need it, but it would be redundant, he's saying. But
so this isn't an Issa stemming from shaving? It's an Issa stemming from...
No, it's an Issa stemming from shaving. He's just saying, if you already have an Issa Malacha, what's the point of mentioning it?
So I don't get the answer.
Okay, the riffle says Yerushalmi Perakit Sias HaShabbos Yoshav Ligaleach Ubov Amrulo Mesov Reza Mashlim Echad HaMegaleach V'Echad HaMiskaleach. Still a little ambiguous. So what is the Muki Yosef says? HaMegaleach Hu HaUman V'Apal Pisha Oser Basias Malacha V'Fi SheGadol Kavod HaBrios SheDocha Losa Sishe V'Tara. Right. He's like a switch. Now, as one, he gets the Echad HaMigaleach V'Echad HaMiskaleach is sort of like a switch, because up till now he's just been talking about his hair.
Right.
Then he switches to saying, and not only that, it's like a new thing already. And not only that, he can't. He can neither shave nor be shorn. Right? Yeah. What exactly is this? Let's take a look at Nazir. Oh, but anyway, but the other thing is the other difference is that what? Oh, so 1 second. So let's just be complete over here. And then also what? He can't cut. Are the hair on his lip? All right, whatever. That's a question. What? That's a question. Some reason about Makel. If your mustache is getting into your mouth already. But what about by? So we say over here, but Tasporas Ketzad Kishem's Shasher Lasaper Kol Saar Gufo Oglech Safomo O Lokutz Tziporno Bekli Kol Shiva Kach Aser Kol Shloshim Yom. So it sounds like it's the same thing. But then he says, "Bamedvar Murim Beish, Avol Beisha Muteris, Benatil Asar LaAchar Shiva, VeIsha At Shloshim Yom."
That's washing his hair, right?
No, a woman can cut her hair in Shiva in Shloshim.
That's what the Tula means.
Yeah, taking out the hair. Well, whatever. So you see that there is a reduction, though. It is different. What about, and what about migalech and miskalech? What about a migalech on enduring shiloshim? Right? What would you say about that migalech? No, so you see one difference is clear, that on Shiva, it's echad ha'ish ve'echad ha'isha. Right? But by shloshim, it's only an ish, the Rambam says. But and what about migalech and mis? What about the migalech on mashma migalech is mutter.
In shloshim.
Right? It's mashma that you don't have the isser of a migalech in shloshim. Miskalech you have. No, that just means you can't usser betasparos. I mean, there's no meaning of usser betasparos if you can get a haircut done to you. I mean. Just saying that maisa. Now he's just equating it in terms of the maisa of lesaper, kol sa'ar gufo, or legalech sefamo, right? But not echad ha-migalech ve'echad ha-miskalech. Not mashma that you have the isser of migalech ha-miskalech, of migalech on shloshim. He can go back to being the barber. He can go back to being the barber. Okay, now what's it done by Nazir? Yeah, he also has in Parak Hey, Alecha Yud Aleph, in Naziris, he says, Echad HaMigalech VeEchad HaMiskalech. Again, he has it by Nazir. Echad HaMigalech VeEchad HaMiskalech. So what does it mean here? Yeah, so where's that from?
How did you learn from
Nazir? Yeah, where did you learn from Nazir? Yes, he says, "What tar lo yavar al rosho." But that doesn't sound like a mikalech or a miskalech, right? It's funny. You got to take a look at the Gemara. You have the Gemara in Nazir? Right. See, the Kesef Mishnah quotes it. Omar quote tar lo yavar al rosho, kori be lo yavor hu, velo yaavir leacher. Right. That's the Gemara Dashins. It's a Kri, right, Kol Yimei Neder Nizro Ta'ar Lo Ya'avor Al Rosho An Melos Hayom Mashir Yazir Lashem Koreshiya Gadol Parasar Rosho. So Ta'ar Lo Ya'avor Al Rosho. So the Gemara Darshan is like this. The Gemara says, Tar lo yavor al rosho, kori be lo yavor hu, velo yavir laachir. It seems in Nazir, though, that learning, the Rashi's learning is that it'd be you're over in Isser if you shave the Nazir.
But
Nazir's
not over in Isser if you shave it
now. Doesn't seem like it's saying that, yeah. See, it seems the problem is the question of this gears over here. Lo yavir li'achir. That's what our Gemara says. Or lo yavir le'achir. Achir. Right. Now, our Gemara says lo yavir hu, but lo yavir li'achir. Now, he shouldn't have it to him, and he shouldn't do it to someone else. But Rashi, on the side, it says that the Rashi has a different gear. So, lo yavor hu, right? That's him. He shouldn't do it to himself, apparently. V'lo yavir le acher, and someone else shouldn't do it to him. That's the pshat. That's the pshat that Rashi learns from Miskalech. But what's the Rambam learning over here? The Kesef Mishnah quotes our girsa. Lo yavor hu, v'lo yavir li'acher. But it is mashma the Rambam's. It is mashma that he's saying. It is mashma from the Rambam Nazir that it's only on him, right? Because he quotes the pasuk, Shenemar Tarlo Yavor al Rosho. It doesn't give the drusha of and the plain shot is that of that is it shouldn't.
Did he even mention the Gidol Perah?
No, it's not. It was not Masha from the Ram that way by Nazir, right? It's Masha from the Ram by Nazir that he can't. He can't cut his hair, and he can't someone else. And if someone else cuts his hair, they're also over Nisr. Yeah. So what about the issue of Hakafas Harosh, right? Right, like Rindy mentioned, Hakafas Harosh. So what do you say over here? So it says Ein Megalchin Pasei Harosh, right? Lo Sakifu Pas Roshchem. Okay, hold on. Okay, so he says when Bamedvar Muram Beish Hamigaleach. That when you get Malchus, the Ish Hamigaleach gets Malchus. The one doing the shaving gets Malchus. Of all Ish Hamisgaleach Eino Loke Elim Kain Sayeh Elimagaleach. But the one who's getting shaven, he doesn't get Malchus unless he helps. Okay? And then Hamigaleach Es HaKatan Loke. Get Malchus for shaving or cutting. So you see over here, it's definitely the Maisa by Megaleach. It's the Maisa of being a Megaleach. We say a cutting is only because he's baldy day. No, not because of Chinuch, because he's a Bar Chiyuva. It's a Machlokas in the Gemara if by a cutting if you get Malchus. Because he's going to become Chayev. He's in the category. He's in the category. But an Isha doesn't have peos. In other words, the cutting has the peos. The Isha doesn't. That's why it says like this. Ha Isha shegol chapas rosh ha ish. Let's say a woman shaves a man's...
He gets the
love. Osha nisgal chapater. See, the Ish doesn't... The Isha... Shenemar... lo sakifu pa'as roshchem v'lo lo sashchus pa'as ziknecha kol she yeshno b'pal tashchus yeshno b'pal takif. So whoever, if you have to have a beard over here to be chayv in b'al tashchus, right? So the hekesh. So a woman doesn't have a beard, so she's not in the isser of the peos, right? But what does that mean? That means to say that whoever has the isser of shaving their peos has an isser also to shave someone else's peos. Right. Right? A man's not allowed to shave his peos. So if a man is a barber and shaves someone else, so he's also going to be chayav for shaving another man's peos. Right? But a woman who has no isser of shaving her peos, she has no isser to shaving a man's peos.
No, God doesn't have the isser. I know. What if there's...
In other words, but it seems like a little bit of an inconsistency. In other words, by an avel, by the peos, I understand, because you'll say that whoever has peos that are the peos of Isser, right? In other words, Torah says don't cut your peos, and whoever it's talking to, whoever the halacha is directed at, right? Those are then that person, what? He has an isser to cut his peos or anyone else's. Right? But only his or anyone else's in the isser of peos. Right? Because he wouldn't have an isser to cut a woman's peos. She's not, that's not... No, is the isser, the tzivoy does two things. It defines the Cheftza, right? And it defines the Gavra, right? Correct? You know what I'm saying? So, the Isser of Lo Sakifu is telling you two things. Saying, you have Peos, and you are Chayav in this mitzvah. But it's not you on your Peos, per se, right? Every Yisrael is usher on any entity of peos. Right? And really, it's really essentially the Maisa. Because when you're when you're the misgaleach is only us, is only gets malchus if he helps. Oh, you say he needs a maisa. But yeah, right. It seems so. Now, what about by a nazir? By a nazir, it's not clear, but it is mashma from the Rambam that what? It's mashma from the Rambam. Mashma from the Rambam. Echad amigaleich, echad amiskaleich means what? He can't have it done, right? And it's also being issue for someone else to do it to him. Right, that's the plain pshat over there. Isn't it? I mean, a nazir can't be a... No. So, in other words, if someone would shave a nazir, he'd be over an isser.
What's the second one?
And a nazir would be over an isser. They'd be both be over an isser. Nazir over balav. See, Rashi learns definitely by nazir that the migaleach is another person. Because he says, shehamigaleach es ha-nazir over balav. If a regular person shaves a nazir, that person is over balav. Kidlakamon, tarlo yavor arosho. It doesn't say who. It doesn't talk about who. Anyone. You're not allowed to have, if you're the one who causes the tar to pass over his head, yechayev. Kari belo yavir le'acher. No, another person's not allowed to cause the tar to go over his head. Yeah, and it's mashma the Ram is learning that way by nazir too. The only thing is, then by the avil, it becomes everyone else is learning the avil differently. They're learning the avil meaning that he can't cut someone else's hair. Right. Based on that Yerushalmi, because it'll be barbershop. Mm-hmm. The barbershop case is what proves it. Doesn't it? Right. That's what they're forced to learn, that by the avil it means he can't do that, he can't do the maisa. But look, we'll have to look into the facts. But theoretically it makes sense. Theoretically it makes sense, because the avil is he's in a state. He's in a certain state of a certain state v'lev, where the activities of Saper are removed from him. Doesn't matter whether it's to him or to someone else. This type of an involvement of tending to your of caring for your of personal hygiene are not in his framework. By the nazir, it's not a key and belave. By the nazir, it's that his hair has a certain status. Right? So it doesn't matter who does it. It's an isser. By the nazir, his hair is like a cheftza that must remain. So anyone who does it is going to violate by the avel, engaging in a certain activity is a removal of the state belave. It doesn't matter if he's involved in his own care or in someone else's care. It's all a distraction from the key and belave. From the key and belave.
Not per se shaving.
That's a good question. But by the nazir, it would seem it's nazir elokim, it's a different thing. It's that the hair has a certain status. It takes the hair at the end of the nazir, so they burn it under the dudmayim. The hair itself has a certain status. You know what I mean? The nazir, the hair is like a cheftza. By the avil, it's just to care about hair is a violation of his ki and belev. In his state belev, appearances like hair are irrelevant. And if he would be involved in the appearance, whether it's his or someone else's, that would be a sosa the ki and belev. But we'd have to find the facts, though. We have the stars.
You done?